भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टपुरेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवद्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नाष्टिके। एते चंसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयम् इन्द्रियव्याकुलं लोकं मृद्यन्ते युगे युगे। We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, text number 34. Tato atirishta svakrita akrita arhanam pushpai suga apsarasam nartanai gitai sura vadyadharacha badyai kai vipra stavai cha vipra jayanishvanai ganaha Tatha, thereafter, Atirishta, everyone become very much pleased. Svakrita, own respective duty. Akrita, executed. Arhanam, in the shape of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pushpai, by showering flowers grown in Nandan Kanan from the heavens. Suga, the celestial singers. Apsarasacha, and the celestial dancing girls. Nartanai, by dancing. Gitai, by singing celestial songs. Sura, all the demigods. Vadyadharacha, those who played on musical drums. Badyakai, by playing respectively. Stavaicha, and by offering prayers. Vipra, the brahmanas. Jayanishvanai, simply by glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gana, everyone. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Therefore, everyone being pleased, the demigods began to shower flowers from Nandana Kanan. The celestial dancing girls began to dance. And the Gandharvas, who are famous for singing, offered songs of prayer. The drummers began to beat their kettle drums and the Brahmanas offered Vedic hymns. In this way, both in the heavens and on earth, everyone began to perform his own duties, glorifying the Lord, purport. Everyone has some particular duty. The Shastra has concluded, Nirupitaha, that everyone should glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his own qualification. If you are a singer, always glorify the Supreme Lord by singing very nicely. If you are a musician, glorify the Supreme Lord by playing musical instruments. Sanusthithasya dharmasya samsidir haritoshanam. The perfection of life is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, beginning from this earth up to the celestial kingdom, everyone engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The decision of all great saintly persons is that whatever qualifications one has acquired should be utilized to glorify the Supreme Lord. Idam hipumsas tapasa sutasya va sistasya suktasya ca buddhi dhatayo avichutto artaha kavibhye nirupita yat uttama shloka gunano varnanam. Learned sages have definitely concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, austerity, Vedic study, sacrifice, the chanting of hymns and charity is found in the transcendental descriptions of the qualities of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. This is the perfection of life. One should be trained how to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's own respective qualities. Education, austerity, penance, or, in the modern world, business, industry, education, and so on, all should be engaged in glorifying the Lord. Then everyone in the world will be happy. Krishna comes, therefore, to exhibit his transcendental activities so that people may have the chance to glorify him in every respect. To understand how to glorify the Lord is actual research work. It is not that everyone should be understood. It is not that everything should be understood without God. This is condemned. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japastapaha Apranasyaivadehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. Without Bhagavad Bhakti, without glorification of the Supreme Lord, whatever we have is simply a decoration of the dead body. Om Agya Anathimirantasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksuranamritam Yanantasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutabhada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Brijabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hare Priya Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitanandam Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivadari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tato Tirishta Sakrito Kritarhanam Pushpai Suga Apsara Sas Chanartanai Gitai Sura Vadya Tarascha Vadyakai Stavaischa Vipra Jayanissanair Ganaha. Therefore, everyone being pleased Thereafter, everyone being pleased, the demigods began to shower flowers from Nandana Kanan. The celestial dancing girls began to dance, and the Gandharvas, who are famous for singing, offered songs and prayer. The drummers began to beat their kettle drums, and the Brahmanas offered Vedic hymns. In this way, both in the heavens and on earth, everyone began to perform his own duties, glorifying the Lord. So in this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining about the killing of the demon Agasur, and after having killed this demon in the form of a python, Asur, as we know, means a demon, demoniac person. Agha means a python. So after killing him, everyone was very happy and as mentioned in this verse, so the Vipra, the Brahmanas, they started offering prayers and glorification of Krishna. And of course it is mentioned here, the Brahmanas, they were reciting verses from the Vedic hymns. So different kinds of Brahmanas are there. Even in Krishna's time, not everyone was a pure devotee of Krishna, but they were all fortunate and exalted. But as we know, even when one time Krishna and Balaram, although they are transcendental and they are fully satisfied, Atmaram Aptakam, Sisi Gauritaya, Sisi Krishnaram, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar. So it is not, as Prabhupada also has explained, that Krishna is having to eat something, or that he's in need, or that he's getting too much hungry. No, he's always transcendentally situated and fully satisfied. At the same time, actually Krishna, in the loving exchange, so he's hungry actually for the love of the devotees, not whatever they are offering. But he wants their love and devotion, and he's satisfied with that. And so at one point, so Krishna Balaram, they were with the friends and they were playing in Braj. And so there were some Brahmanas preparing for a yajna, and then Krishna told some of his friends, "You please go and ask the Brahmanas to give us something to eat." So they went there, and the Brahmanas, they were saying, they were not understanding Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's just the son of Nanda Baba, the king of Braj, but still he's just maybe a little bit special person, but they didn't understand that he's the Supreme Lord. So they were just telling the boys, "You go away from here. We play somewhere else, and we are preparing for a yajna. This is serious business. Don't disturb here." So they went back. So these Brahmanas, they were not understanding. But then of course, the boys, they were a little unhappy. And because they had so much love for Krishna, they were doing everything for Krishna's pleasure. They were pure devotees on the highest stage of love of Godhead. And they simply loved Krishna. They also did not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord due to Yoga Maya, the eternal potency. But they were properly situated in giving full pleasure to Krishna at every instance and every moment. So they were feeling disappointed that this Brahmana is not giving Krishna something to eat. And Krishna told them, "Don't worry, this happens if the brahmacharis or the brahmanas also, or only they may go to for begging, it's not that everyone will give. So, but you do one thing, you go to the wives of the brahmanas, and surely they will give you something." So Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and he's situated in everyone's heart. He knows everything, sarvagya. But in the past time, sometimes he becomes moved also, bewildered by his own internal potency. So he knew that the wives of the brahmanas, they are great devotees, so he told them, you go there and they will give you. And sure enough, they gave something for Krishna Balaram. And then afterwards, then the brahmanas, they were condemning themselves, and they understood also that actually that was their mistake. And other brahmanas, so as mentioned here, so they were chanting Vedic hymns. So the four Vedas are there, Rig Veda, Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda and Sama Veda. Some of them, but which is very, very rare, but we can see also different brahmanas are there. Even now the title is there, Chaturvedi brahmanas are there. They have knowledge of the four Vedas. And some of them, they are not as qualified, they are known as Trivedi. They know three of the Vedas. And then some of them, they are called Dvivedi. They know two of the Vedas. So at least most of them, they know two. They know two or three. So there's one, Veda means knowledge. And so Veda Vyasa, he divided into four. And then of course, just for the, because these are vast literatures, giving the essence, so he presented Vedanta Sutra, so which is the essence of the four Vedas, and which is divided in three parts about Sambandha Jnana, Vidya Jnana and Prayojan Jnana, because so the knowledge is there, so first of all that we can understand that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we are servants of the Lord, we are in this material world and we have to go back to the spiritual world. But then we have to not only know, but then we have to practice. And how to practice, that the spiritual master will say. He will give guidance. And then one can advance, and then one can come to the highest stage, Priyojan, Tattva, Gyan. That is the necessities to develop one's love for Krishna. So even for that purpose, as our acharyas have given the different Vedic the different scriptures to gradually make advancement in one's spiritual life from the first stage to the highest stage. So these different brahmanas were there, and they were according to their understanding and according to their ability, they were chanting different mantras from the different Vedic scriptures. And and some of them, of course, directly understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and directly glorifying them. Others, they were just chanting some auspicious mantras. Like when we worship the deities, so we have mantras we chant to directly glorify Krishna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastada. That is directly offering obeisances to Krishna, the source of everything. Ukasturi tilakam lalata patale vaksastale kaustubam nasagrevanam oktidam karatale venukare kankanam sarvangari chandaram sartam kante chamuktavali gopastri pariveshtito vijayate gopala churamani. So very famous verse which the learned brahmanas or Vaishnavas, they will recite in glorification of Krishna also, who has a very, of course, beautiful transcendental form, and on his forehead he has a beautiful tilak. And not necessarily as we do in our temple, but tilak can also just be a dot. Just a dot here. When we do a ceremony, usually the priest, he will not paint tilak on those who are coming for the ceremony, but he will just give a dot here. In a form of blessing also, and so that is usually the system, and so it is mentioned, although Krishna is transcendental, most beautiful, and his bodily fragrance is there, and there's no need of some external means to make Krishna more beautiful or more fragrant. Already there's a transcendental fragrance coming from this body. At the same time, the tilak is there, And it is a mixture actually of chandan, sandalwood paste, which has a very nice fragrance also. And then also a kasturi, the musk of the deer, which is extremely fragrant. So that is mixed, that is applied here. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale. Lalata is the forehead, and it is mentioned in scriptures that the great personalities, and Krishna is the greatest personality, Mahapurush, Param Brahma, Adipurush, Mulrup, Swayam Bhagavan, Purushottam is the greatest personality. So in the scriptures there's a description of the various symptoms of a great personality in terms of his behavior, in terms also of his bodily features. So it is mentioned the great personalities have a broad forehead, and then they have long arms like Mahaprabhu, and the broad shoulders are there. So on his forehead, so his broad forehead, the tilak is there, lalata patale vaksastale kaustubam, and his chest is a beautiful kaustubamani is there, adorning his chest. But it's not that because he has this kaustubamani that Krishna is becoming more beautiful. Like ordinarily, if you see people, they may be to some extent beautiful, but then they have a beautiful necklace, especially the ladies, and then, oh, so beautiful, look at this necklace, and enhancing the beauty of a person. But Krishna doesn't need any jewelry. Even when he was very small, and sometimes, well, like the children sometimes, the small children in the villages still, sometimes even without clothes. But still it's so beautiful, and especially Krishna most beautiful. At the same time, so the different ornaments are offered to the Lord, and in this way the opportunity is there to glorify the Lord and His wonderful attributes, His qualities, and then His wonderful pastimes. And that is giving pleasure to Krishna. And then He will reciprocate with the devotees. Nasa grevara moktidam. And here on the tip of the nose, there's one, Gajamukti, there's one beautiful pearl is there. And they make usually a hole here, and then I have a kind of ring, and attached to the gold ring, and the pearl is there. White pearl, and looking very beautiful. Karatale. So in the hands, so karatale, kara means the hands, tale means the palm of the hands, so he's holding the flute and he's playing the flute. And Krishna is famous for that, for playing the flute. He's known as Muridhar, Vamsidhar, Venudhar. Different flutes are there, small one, medium one, big one, and there's a, even the, all of them, they have a name also. Everything is personal in the spiritual world. And then after that, so his body is anointed with chandan. Like when we worship the deities also, every day the pujari will put some chandan on the small deities, on the forehead and then on the feet. For the big deities we put on the feet. But in the summer when it is hot, then we put on the forehead also. And there's one day, Akshay Tritiya, because it is really hot and Krishna wants to be a little cool. He's always cool, but still, he's expressing that it is hot and the devotee is okay, giving them the opportunity to serve, and then they will grind chandan and they will apply on Krishna's whole body. Beautiful celebration is there. And so in all this, in deity worship, that is according to the pastimes of the Lord. So as much as possible, and the seva is according to the nitya lila, the eternal pastimes of Krishna in Golok. And then just like Krishna is appearing in this world and having his pastimes here, and this is known as nimittika lila, occasional pastimes. So similarly in the seva of the Lord, nimittika seva is there, occasional festivals are there, like Krishna Janmashtami, because Krishna appeared in this world, so we are celebrating that. But basically the seva of the deities, that is according to nitya lila, and there Krishna is not taking birth. So there's a differentiation there. And also Krishna is wearing a beautiful Vaijanti mala, a flower garland made with 5 kinds of flowers, and sometimes they also put some tulsi manjaris and the buds of the tulsi, which is very fragrant and very beautiful and auspicious and very dear to Krishna. And he has a pearl necklace also. And then he's surrounded by the gopis. And so he's the foremost of all the gopas. So these prayers are chanted. And so these are direct prayers in glorification of Krishna, showing his wonderful qualities and indicating his pastimes also. His wonderful pastimes with his most beloved gopis or with his friends or also with his parents. So these are indicated in these verses. And then there are some general verses which even the devotees who are worshipping the deities are chanting, just because in order to approach Krishna, one must be situated on the transcendental platform. And then only we can really serve Krishna. It's not just going on the altar and waving some incense and a ghee lamp. No, one should be transcendentally situated, which is not easy as we know. Although we have heard we are not this body, but then to realize is not so easy. So therefore the seva on the altar for those who are advanced, it is direct seva, but for the others it is just like an apprenticeship, just getting some training so to become qualified to really serve Krishna. So in order to purify the consciousness, many mantras are chanted, and also of course in glorification of the Lord, because Krishna is the source of everything. So for example, Swasti Vachan is there. Chanting mantras for auspiciousness, swasti. Om swasino chutananto swasino. Om swasino govinda swasino chutananto swasino vasarivishnato swasino narayanaro vai swasino panavarva purushottamarato ityadi, and so on. So there are the different names of the Vishnu Murtis are there also. Of course that can be offered to Krishna also, because Krishna is the source of everything and everything is included in Krishna. So first we have to understand that Krishna is God and that we are the servant of God and that we are totally insignificant and Krishna is Vibhu, is great. And then when we are properly situated and slowly but surely we can properly worship the Lord. And anyway, if we are more advanced, then we forget that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. That Krishna is our friend, Krishna is our beloved. And that is most appreciated by Krishna. So all the brahmanas who are there offering prayers according to their understanding, their qualification, and as mentioned by Prabhupada, also according to their situation, svanustithasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam. This one ashram is there, and according to one ashram, Krishna should be kept in the center also, and then according to one's ability, according to one's nature, one should serve Krishna. And that will give pleasure to Krishna. As Prabhupada is writing, and it is mentioned in the verse here also. So even the demigods, ultimately they're also servants of Krishna. And Sura, they're divine, they're demigods, divine personalities. Of course, also not all of them fully realized. Some are more advanced than others, but basically they understand that Krishna is God. But sometimes they're also in Maya, as we know Indra is many times in Maya, but still is a great personality and we should always respect him as such. The Gandharvas, they are famous for singing, and so they were singing of her prayers, and then the Apsaras, the heavenly dancing girls, so they are according to their knowledge or their qualification, their ability, they are giving pleasure to Krishna. Some of the demigods were shying flowers from their heavenly planets, not completely transcendental, whereas the airplanes from the Vaikuntha Loka, they are completely transcendental. So according to one's ability, one's qualification, one should try to serve Krishna. According to austerity, penance, everything. Prabhupada is writing also business, industry, everything. should be engaged to glorify Krishna. Someone may be thinking, well, somebody is doing business and making money. How is this glorifying Krishna? But the point is that actually in the morning time, for example, everyone has to chant the holy names and have some be engaged in the worship of the Lord, either at home or in the temple. One has to hear about Krishna, speak about Krishna, and then one may do one's business or whatever. And then after that, one will get the result of one's business, and some of it has to be engaged in the service of the Lord by giving donation to the temple, to the brahmanas, to the spiritual master, or at home engaging in the service of the deities at home. And in this way, so that is considered also glorification of the Lord. So we can see that Prabhupada, the pure devotees are very, very broad-minded. So, I mean, sometimes devotees, yes, speaking about Krishna, that is kirtan, or just 24-hour kirtan is there, and being part of that is kirtan, and everything else is like, well, you know, it's okay, something, but it's not kirtan. But actually everything is kirtan. Even serving the deities is kirtan. I'm not saying because I'm a pujari, but because Krishna is, Prabhupada is saying, and hearing the purport. One time I was in New York. I stayed there for 3 years. I was supposed to go for a visit, but the devotees kept me there because I used to speak Hindi also. And then they wanted somebody to preach to an Indian community. And they needed a pujari because sometimes it's difficult to have pujaris in the West. Here we have so many pujaris because the culture is there, and then they're more steady than in the West, the brahmacharis. So in the West sometimes it is a big challenge to find pujaris to be steady. So they asked me to be pujari for some time, and then there was nobody else. I was doing all the seva for Radha Govinda in New York, which Prabhupada installed in Jaipur, 1974. And then they were shipped to New York. And then I was there for 3 years. So one day, actually in the afternoon, they were dressing the deities also. Not only like we do morning and night time, not in the afternoon because many people are coming. But in the West, in most of the places, hardly anybody going to the temple, except on Sunday for the Sunday program and feast. But still Prabhupada in Los Angeles, because there were many devotees, in New Vrindavan and New York, introduced dressing the deities not only in the morning but in the afternoon, and then in the night time also. And one may be wondering, why come in the afternoon? Because Prabhupada is a pure devotee and very knowledgeable. And because actually in Krishna Leela, and that is not anywhere else, you can go any temple in India, no one else will do that. Because usually there are more people going to the temple, but in the West hardly anybody. So Prabhupada thought, well, we have many devotees, let them be engaged in seva. And let's do things according to Nitya Leela. Because Krishna in the afternoon, that is known as Aparana Leela, that is from 3:36 till 6 o'clock, according to Shastra. Krishna Balaram, they're going back from the pasturing grounds to their homes, and the cowboy is also going home, and then Krishna is transcendental, Amal Purush, he's completely pure, always completely pure, transcendental. At the same time, so he's coming home, and while he was playing, and Mother Yashoda is saying, oh, you're so dirty, all so much dust on you, you go and take bath. And then he's going to take bath, and then he has to put on fresh cloth, and then he's milking the cows a little bit for play. So because of this, Prabhupada introduced also in the afternoon, after the 4:30 Arctic, then in New York, and so they were dressing the deities in the afternoon. I was doing that also. Morning, afternoon, and evening, addressing the deities. More mercy, more pleasure. And then so on Sunday afternoon, so I usually was listening to Prabhupada lecture in the afternoon. Because morning we have to chant many mantras and the devotees are chanting japa, so you know we cannot really play lecture. And evening time also, it takes a little time, so we do quickly because then we have to take rest, not too late, and get up early. But afternoon we have time. So then I was listening lecture, so there was just before the Sunday feast, so usually 5:30, then the curtains were open, so we had to also do a little quickly. And so I was dressing the deities, and Prabhupada is explaining about preaching and kirtanam, glorification of the Lord, by speaking or by doing harinam, chanting holy names. So that is, and then he's saying and kirtan and dressing the deities, and I'm dressing the deities. That is also kirtan. That is also glorification of the Lord. Because after we open the curtains and the devotees and the visitors, wow, the beautiful deity, so beautifully dressed. And then they are so much enlivened, and then they can appreciate. So this is also kirtan. And so ultimately, from the broader sense of view, everything is kirtan. I mean, the devotees, the new bhaktas previously, and now they have hired people to clean the temple. But previously, in the beginning, when I came first, the first seva was cleaning the temple 3 times a day. That was nice, it was fun. And then especially in the summer, in the winter it's a little more difficult when it's cold, when it is summer, you get a little, you know, refreshment, cleaning the temple and taking a bath also. And so that is also, every day we're chanting also, Sivigrahara Dananitanana Singaratan Mandiram Ajanado, Mandiram Ajanado, cleaning the temple, not only decorating the temple or decorating the deities, but cleaning the temple also. This is Thakurji Seva, this is also then preaching. And actually this temple has become famous not only because the deities are beautifully decorated and because there is kirtan, because it is very, very clean. You go to other temples, of course we are always trying to be positive, but they are not so clean as our temple. And so therefore our temple, at least remember years ago, it was always famous as being very, very clean. Now it's still, it is very clean, and the people appreciating, oh, such a clean temple, everything is clean here. Altar is clean, and then the temple is clean, and everything is clean and first class. So this gives a good impression. So this, and then others will go to some other place. Oh, did you go to this Angrej Mandir in Vrindavan? So clean, so beautiful deities. And then they have kirtan whole day. And then people, they will come, okay, let's go to Angrej Mandir. And you can see now also, evening time, nice kirtan is there. Yeah, so even, yeah, of course, Ayanaprabhu, he started, of course, Prabhupada, he started, but then it was not, because there were not many devotees, then it was stopped, but then Ayanaprabhu, on Vijay Dashami, which we are celebrating in 9 days, so then 1986, he started again the 24-hour kirtan, and he was really pushing, and in the beginning, not many devotees, but he tried very hard, and because of his endeavor, and because of his purity, and then he attracted many devotees to join, and even now, actually, because of his endeavor, and he attracted many devotees, even now, of course, now more devotees are there, and in the beginning, the 24-hour kirtan rooms, they were half empty, but now full house. Like in the beginning also, not many pujaris, but now full house. And then, so then they're beautifully chanting and then attracting so many outside people. They come here, and because in Bharatvarsha in India, so by taking birth in India, one is exposed to the culture, although now much less than 20, 30 years ago, but still the culture is there, and the people know about the culture, so very easily they will be, so to say, just like if you have some dry wood, you put in the fire, immediately it will catch fire. So the pious persons, they come to the temple, they see the devotees chanting and dancing, and then also they catch fire and they start chanting and dancing also, in glorifying the Lord. Of course then we have to also make sure they get a book and that they will continue, and so that advancement is made more and more. So we can see that the great personalities like Sukadeva Goswamis, so they see, I mean, ordinary people, for example, even those who were serving, those who were with Krishna there, they were not able to see the demigods, because that would have distracted from the very intimate exchange with Krishna. By Yoga Maya, the friends of Krishna, they were not seeing the demigods. But the great saintly persons, they were seeing the demigods showering flowers. So those who are highly advanced, so they are extremely broad-minded, and they see everything positive. And so then they will try to give that consciousness to others also. We can see the purport Prabhupada also, extremely broad-minded and very accommodating. And therefore one astrologer one time, he said about Prabhupada that he made a house in which the whole world can live. So he's going to be there accommodating the whole world, which of course is a little difficult, is a big challenge. And we can see practically speaking, not so easy, but one has to try to take the mood of Srila Prabhupada and be extremely humble, tolerant and respectful, as Prabhupada used to say. Your love by me will be shown by how much you cooperate. And so if the humility is there, the respect is there, and then so cooperation means from both sides. If two persons are there, they try to understand each other, and even though they may be different of opinion sometimes, but everything should be done for the pleasure of Krishna, so that Krishna is satisfied. And then so we have to try to adjust our lives. And just like here, for example, also, I mean, so different persons, they were having their different qualities and different ways of expressing their love towards Krishna, like dancing girls. So somebody may be saying, well, you know, why girls are dancing in the temple? But it's just natural actually for girls that they want to dance. And then especially in front of the deities, they will dance for the pleasure of the Lord. So anyhow, so we have to see and try to adjust. But basically here we have to see that the great personalities, they are extremely accommodating, they are totally positive, and they are seeing all the good. They will see that everyone is in some way, directly or indirectly, serving Krishna or glorifying Krishna. And then, because they themselves are so humble, they will see everyone is engaged in glorifying and serving Krishna, but they feel that I myself, I'm not able to do much. So that should be the mood. And so we can see from Sukadeva Goswami and then from Prabhupada that we can see that mood is there to perfection. So we should try to adopt the mood of the acharyas, and in this way there will be harmony, and then as Prabhupada is writing and we understand, then the whole world will be happy. Or at least we should try to see that our community, our society is happily engaged in Krishna consciousness. And Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions, any comments? Yes, microphone.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask that I always remember one lecture of Prabhupada where Prabhupada translates Gita. He says, and this will help understand when Prabhupada says deity worship is Gita. Prabhupada explains that Gita, in the strict root meaning, means to describe. Therefore, when you are addressing the deity, you are describing how Krishna looks. When we can, we're describing Krishna's name. So this is the root meaning of Gita.
Yes. Yes.
And the other point, the earlier you spoke,
Yes. Yes.
Where the Nimitta Lila is the Lilas that Krishna performs in the Bhoga Lila.
Yes.
When he comes to earth.
Yes.
Like speaking about Bhagavad Gita, killing the demons. He doesn't do that in the Nimitta.
No. Yes. Yes.
So, therefore, the Acharyas have said that there is discussion on this point, that therefore the Bhoga Lila there, which combines the Nimitta Lila and the Nimitta Lila, they say that Gopur Vrindavan, meaning this Bhoga Lila Vrindavan, is a higher place than Goloka.
Well, that is another subject matter which we can discuss, and that will take a long time. Yeah. It's very dramatic in this world. The pastimes are dramatic. Yes, yes. Thank you for your comment. Maharaj has a comment. Yeah.
Yes, you were mentioning our temple is very clean, but it's also very complete.
Very complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect and complete. Sure.
We still have toilet, and we have the best toilet.
Oh yeah, yeah. The toilet looks like a temple if you see. Yeah, okay.
Hare Krishna.
Also, one more word about Sankirtan. So sometimes devotees, they hear Sankirtan, that means congregational chanting together. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has mentioned another meaning of Sankirtan. Samyak Rupena Kirtan, being fully absorbed, even in chanting japa or doing your seva. That is also Sankirtan, being fully absorbed, just as an addition.
We're describing the spiritual world.
Right, yeah, complete, yeah.
And the spiritual world is very clean.
Yeah, yeah, yes. So those who are on a higher level of devotional service, they will do it in a complete way. And others, we are just trying to chant and be happy. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Rachima Bhagavatam ki.